Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Well, South African innovation often thrives under pressure, and nowhere is that more evident than in the fleet telematics sector. Ctrack, which is born in Africa's demanding operating environment, has just secured a 406 million rand investment from Sanari Capital and 27Four to accelerate its global expansion. From Johannesburg to London to Sydney, Ctrack's data and AI-driven solutions are helping fleets move beyond visibility into strategic foresight. And with me now is Ofense Pele, who is a partner at Sanari Capital and the man who led this landmark deal. Ofense, welcome. Congrats on the milestone. Let's just start with the big picture. What drew Sanari Capital to Ctrack at this particular moment in its growth story?
Thanks, Michael, and thanks for the invitation. I think that, first of all, you know, Ctrack is one of the wonderful stories of South African businesses that, you know, grew up in South Africa and have gone on to compete very well and successfully across the globe. And I think on the back of that, you know, growth strategy into those markets that you defined a little bit earlier on, we really saw an opportunity to support and augment the existing leadership team, as well as the existing private equity investor, in terms of rolling out that strategy even further and, you know, getting this remarkable story out into the rest of the market and the rest of the world.
And what do you think it is that sees South Africa as a telematics leader around the world? It's not only Ctrack. You know, we had Karooo with I don't know how many zeros list on the, you know, on the NASDAQ not too long ago and the New York Stock Exchange as well. What is it about innovation in this particular sector? Why do we seem to be world leading in this space?
It's an interesting one. I think that, you know, first of all, businesses from South Africa and I guess the African continent, with respect to innovation, are usually trying to solve a problem. And I guess that in this instance, when we look at the telematics space, a key driver of that problem is the states or the environment in which fleets and logistics companies operate across the continent. So whether you're looking at, you know, infrastructure challenges that occur for fleets, or you're looking at safety and security requirements for fleet managers, I think that that's where the problems then arise and the opportunity for innovation then comes into play. And more specifically, I think that, you know, in these tough economic environments, we're really looking for opportunities to optimize in terms of functionality, optimization in terms of cost. And African companies and South African companies in particular have really been at the forefront of looking for solutions to get that cost optimization in order to, you know, encourage further business and grow the economies.
And, you know, it's Africa's unique operating environment, isn't it? All of those things that you've mentioned, the poor infrastructure, the cross-border logistics, rural connectivity, security risks, all of those. I think they do forge some of the toughest and most resilient telematics solutions in the world. Ctrack specifically talks about moving its customers from visibility to foresight. Sounds great on a slide presentation, but what does that mean? I mean, can you just unpack what that actually enables in practice? What kind of predictive insights are clients getting?
Sure, absolutely. And I think, you know, the Ctrack CEO, Hein Jort, always speaks about, you know, there's hindsight and there's current visibility and then there's foresight as well, which is really at the ethos of thinking about telematics solutions. And when you look at the Crystal platform, which is kind of an AI and data-driven platform and tool, it really focuses on gathering the relevant information around customers and their current usage base and using that to inform further decisions around optimization and opportunities. So it's really closing that loop where the company is really focusing and finding opportunities to create products that are relevant, not just in the South African and African environment, but increasingly more relevant in all parts of the world.
Because in markets like logistics and construction and insurance, foresight, I think, is the difference between managing your costs and actually creating real competitive advantage out there. You are investing 250 million rand through your 3S growth fund, together with 27Four, which is adding 156 million rand. How did this partnership come together? Firstly, as co-investors with 27Four and then with Ctrack, and what strengths does each investor bring to Ctrack's next chapter?
So fortunately for Sonari, we've had a long-standing relationship with 27Four. I think they've been very active in terms of promoting the development of the private equity industry in the South African context, and in that sense are also our LPs or limited partner, which means that they also act in the capacity of investing in our fund in order for us to deploy actively. And when we look at opportunities that we think meet the investment and impact thesis for both Sonari and 27Four, we try to find an opportunity for us to collaborate. And what's interesting about that is what you mentioned around, the different contributions that we then bring into a company such as Ctrack. And a lot of it is around, from a Sonari perspective, what we focus on being particularly digital and human enablement. Digital enablement, I guess, from a tech perspective, is really looking for opportunities to leverage and grow businesses using data and AI, which Ctrack is at the forefront of. And human enablement for us is really working with management teams in order to optimize their operations, look for avenues for growth with existing managers, and helping them develop in their own right as well. And particularly with regards to Ctrack, where they find themselves with the integration of the global business, we see lots of opportunities for us to create meaningful value in terms of how to manage different leadership styles across the globe, which also bring in, different nuances with regards to different cultures and business practices, but helping the management team really manage all of that under one umbrella. So those are, I think, the key focus areas where we're looking to add value to Ctrack. And I think that, the Ctrack leadership team definitely saw from our experience that we would be, very value adding in that regard.
And I know your founder, Sam Pokroy, spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley, and tech is a big component of the Sonari skill set. So when you look at a company like Ctrack, and telematics isn't just about GPS tracking anymore, you mentioned it, there's AI, there's machine learning, there's predictive analytics. Where do you think Ctrack is pushing the tech frontier? And where do you think you could maybe help them push that a little bit further? What excites you most about that innovation pipeline?
Absolutely. And I think you're quite correct. They've continued to, throughout the history, really push that innovation button and development from a tech and technology perspective. And as it currently stands, they are very active with regards to using AI as a tool to optimize some of their solutions and products. But what we've seen globally is that, this is a very fluid space with regards to the adoption of AI in terms of business processes. And the key thing is that, AI is only as good as the infrastructure that you have behind it. So, optimizing on your existing technology stack, making sure you have the right data tables to inform the AI and build upon that. So when we look at it from that perspective, we say that, the key thing is making sure that your existing data is in place, but also understanding that an AI strategy still relies on having a strategy. So the fundamental principles of how to develop and roll out a strategy are still quite key to this business at the moment. And that's exactly where we want to play a role between 27Four and Sonari in terms of working with the management team on refining and executing on that strategy.
AI really fascinates me. So maybe we could just get a little bit more specific on artificial intelligence here. But what role does machine learning actually play in things like predicting driver behavior, for example? I mean, if you've got a fleet of trucks and you can predict whether or not one of your drivers is reaching that point of fatigue and they might have an accident, I mean, that is hugely valuable. Can you give us an example of how these AI interventions are reducing costs in fleets today?
Yeah, I think that's a super important one and very valuable. One of the key things that Ctrack, for example, looks at is what's called user-based insurance. And that's really on, first of all, step one, gathering all the data around specific drivers, fleets, routes, and their existing behavior. And based on that data, you can then use AI tools and predictive models to kind of assess what would be, the expected behavior, the expected turnaround time, the expected level of performance, either from a vehicle itself or from an actual driver. And binding that data and that information in those AI tools with other sort of devices, for example, Ctrack also installs their own hardware devices, you're then able to assess when a driver and or a vehicle is deviating from what would have been predicted. And based on that, you're then able to either one, send alerts to the driver itself, And in some instances, you know, depending on the regulatory environment, you can even prompt the vehicle to take sort of certain creative action, i.e., slowing down into a halt in certain instances. But really looking at protecting, first of all, the driver itself, because, you know, protecting human lives is the most important. And then secondly, protecting the vehicle and the fleet or whatever else it might be transporting. So in that sense, you are able to limit the cost of lost lives, number one, but lost inventory as well, but also manage exposure from an insurance perspective. And I think what's interesting is that you're seeing that UBI in particular is becoming quite prominent across the markets that Ctrack is focusing on.
Very, very interesting. And I know one of your investments earlier was in a LiDAR technology. And I just, by way of the geek in me, have been following this battle between Waymo and Tesla. And who's going to win? Is it going to be LiDAR? Is it going to be computer vision? And I would probably, you know, many people wouldn't bet against Elon Musk, but I'd probably be going with LiDAR. Anyway, when we look at,
Absolutely.
when you look at the history of this company, I mean, 40 years of innovation, the Inseego acquisition last year, now this 406 million rand capital injection, it does feel like a real inflection point for Ctrack. So what's the plan over the next 5 to 7 years as you look to walk this journey and then obviously exit because, you know, you're private equity and that is the model?
That is correct. That is correct, Michael. I think first of all, it's, you know, understanding that when you look at a business with this type of history, there is actually a lot of institutional knowledge and skills that are already inherent in the business. So number one is really tapping into that. And, you know, what happened with the acquisition last year of the Inseego business is that it brought the original Ctrack family or group back together again. And then you work through that integration process to make sure kind of, you know, everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet and working on that strategy. For us, where we see the next level of growth is really around, you know, further penetration in those markets that we've referred to. I think that Ctrack is quite competitive in those markets, but there are other companies operating there. But we do believe that with the Crystal platform, we have a unique offering that would be very competitive in those markets. So definitely market penetration is a key growth area. And then, you know, further development of new products that we think that will come to market very soon and roll out of those products, we think that will lead to further growth. And ultimately, yes, from a private equity firm perspective, we do look at an exit thesis. But at this stage of the game, it's still a little bit too early for us to be thinking out of that. However, yes, all the building blocks do start getting built from today around how do we think about that exit thesis in future.
Yeah, not many relationships start with a divorce in mind, but that is certainly the nature of private equity. Afense Pelle, thank you very much. A remarkable story of South African engineering, grit meeting global demand for smarter, safer, more efficient fleet management, and local private equity playing its role as well. Great pleasure catching up with you, and we'll be watching Ctrack's next chapter closely as it unfolds worldwide with you on board. Take care.
Thank you very much, Michael. Cheers.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.